Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In this post, we introduced a study where the authors found that athletes that sustained a concussion displayed altered heart rate variability measures compared with controls, and those with a history of concussion had more disturbances in heart rate variability measures. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors evaluated heart rate variability among 11 athletes that sustained a concussion and 11 healthy sex and sport-matched controls. They tested the athletes at three phases during an athlete's concussion recovery. The first was within 1 week after injury, which they called the symptomatic phase. The second was after resolution of symptoms, when they were progressing to exercise and return to play progression. And the third and final one was 1 week after medical clearance to return to play. During each session, participants completed the River Mead Post-Concussion Symptoms Questionnaire, and physicians measured the participants' heart rate variability with heart rate monitors during 3 5-minute intervals. This was measured twice when the participant was sitting and once when standing, which provided a measurement during a change in state and effort. The authors found no relationship between heart rate variability measures and concussion symptoms, nor days taken to return to play. However, the authors found a relationship between concussion history and physiological function of the heart, where those with a greater number of prior concussions had greater physiologic disturbances and increased sympathetic and decreased parasympathetic activation while sitting. The authors also detected that several measures of heart rate variability were different between groups over time. Typically, the two groups were different during the symptomatic phase, which was again within that first week after an injury. However, the controls remained stable over time, but the athletes with a concussion had heart rate variability changes that made their variability more like the controls by 1 week after return to play. In this study, the authors found that an athlete with a concussion is likely to have altered heart rate variability when compared with a control athlete who was in season. The authors suggested that heart rate variability was related to increased frequencies of previous concussions. It's interesting to note that most of the heart rate variability findings were noted in the sitting position and not in the standing position. However, further investigation is necessary to determine if this is still true after controlling for concussion history, which was found to be associated with heart rate variability. On the other hand, the authors also found a small change in heart rate variability measures in the control group, which could be attributed to other physiological and psychological stressors, for example, taking exams, relationships, or work. Future studies should incorporate baseline heart rate variability testing while also assessing and accounting for other physiological or psychological stresses that could be going on during a baseline testing session. At this point, medical professionals should be aware of the impact of concussion and concussion history on the heart and continue to educate athletes on the risk concussions pose on themselves if they do not report a possible concussion injury, for example, heart rate variability or a greater risk of lower extremity injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an infographic on the best practice features of lower extremity injury prevention programs, which was released by the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance. This infographic is based on an opinion statement that will be presented at NATA in a few weeks. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the infographic on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, Have a fun one.